That sort of leads into the issue of the use of checkpoint inhibitors in patients with prior autoimmune conditions. Where are we today in understanding that scenario, and how do you approach that situation clinically?
I think it remains a very difficult issue because, especially when you're talking double, and now people are talking about triple immune checkpoint inhibitor combinations, where you might have a PD-1 agent, you might have a T-cell activating agent, and then you might have an IDO inhibitor or something else, you know, a triple combination of some type. In these cases, once you have a runaway activated T-cell, it's very hard to stop that without also stopping a lot of the tumor reactive T-cells. And so what people do is use steroids plus mycophenolate for liver toxicity, or steroids plus TNF blockers for colitis and for bowel problems. And then there's a further class of problems like multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, myocarditis, where essentially there isn't much that can be done except to maybe cope with the symptoms of the damage. You know, you can try and reduce afterload on the heart, and there isn't much you can do to prevent the myocarditis or the damage. But once you've recognize the damage, maybe you can put a pacemaker in, or I'd say managing the symptoms more than preventing that toxicity from happening. So I think for things like diabetes and myocarditis, I don't think we know today what the problem or a good approach to prevent that problem. But I think for things like colitis and hepatitis and thyroiditis, these are common side effects. And I think in many cases, these are the things that bring treatment to a halt, you know, especially the colitis brings treatment to a halt. I think in these cases, I feel like the blocking of adhesion receptors and adhesion molecules might be a productive path to prevent them from happening.
Any thoughts about whether or not some of these patients that you see autoimmune toxicity that don't have a, quote, clinical history of autoimmune disease, maybe do have an autoimmune disease that's sort of subclinical that's being brought out?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. If you look at patients, a lot of times you'll see that when you get a PET scan on someone, you'll see increased sugar uptake in their thyroid glands, even before they start. Of course, you see thyroiditis after they start, but yeah, it could be that you have some subclinical, but I think it could even be that all of us or many of us have T-cell infiltration in our thyroid or in our hearts, but because of PD-L1 blockade, it kind of keeps those T-cells from doing much damage. Once you get the inhibitor, now those T-cells are running amok.